This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Oh, yeah. You probably already have some of their parts anyway. You probably, if you're running an AR-15, you probably are. Check it out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So while I was in Las Vegas on a Tuesday morning, I got to have breakfast with, and then Thursday I got to film with one of my favorite writers, Dean Weingarten, and he's here joining us again. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Pleasure to be here.
So how long of a drive? Now, Dean lives close enough to Las Vegas to where he drove. How long of a drive did you tell me? It was
about 330 miles, I think. One way.
So,
not bad.
Not bad. Not bad. So, what was your takeaway from SHOT Show? What did you come away with?
Well, you know, I've been going to SHOT Show for a fair number of years, and so you get a little jaded after a while. There's always new products, and overall, I thought that. The business is doing well, but we're overall business is down a little bit from the peak of the Obama years. People are bringing out new products. I'd say maybe more innovation, a little more innovation now because competition is a little tighter and tougher. So that's my general take. Not anything huge, but maybe a little more competition, and because business, people have to fight for the consumer dollars a little more.
Right. Well, it's always easy to sell guns when somebody's trying to take them all, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't think business is not going to be hurt now that the Democrats have taken control of the House of Representatives. I suspect we'll see a little bump. I just got the figures for the NICS checks. National Instant Check System checks. Just got them yesterday. I'm working up an article on them, and they were for the month of December. They were the third highest. I think it was the third, might be the fourth highest on record. And for 2018, it was the second highest year on record for NICS checks.
Yeah. So not bad at all.
But you have to temper that with the fact that we're using NICS checks for a lot more things.
Right.
And there's some states, for example, Kentucky, pretty sure, yeah, it's Kentucky, that they check every concealed carry permit every month. So that's like a huge bump up. They're like the second highest state for NICS checks because they check every permit every month. So that's a lot more than you normally get. And then for some reason, Illinois does something kind of similar, and they have very large numbers. Those two states make up something like a quarter or a third of I'm exaggerating. I'd have to check. It's at least 10% of the total NICS checks.
Right.
So you have to take those sort of variations into consideration, and when you do, you know, business is down a little bit over the peak of the Obama years.
That, but it's not down that far.
And it's always fascinating stuff to see.
Yeah. Physically, anyway. The physical stuff is always cool. It's good and it's fun. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I wrote an article about it, and I think it just got published, and it was about this, a non-semi-automatic put out by Franklin Arms. Well, all they had was a prototype, or they had a couple prototypes there. So we don't know how much it really works and everything, but it's a non-semi-automatic, like a double-action revolver is a non-semi-automatic. Every time you pull the trigger, it fires a round.
But talking about the Franklin Armory Providence?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I got a good demonstration. I put a video up of that today.
Oh, you did?
That's yeah. Well, you know, in the context of sitting inside the Franklin Armory backstage and letting the CEO demonstrate it for me, it is truly.
Yeah, well, I talked to him, and we went over it too, so we're probably covering a lot of the same ground.
Right.
It's Jay Jameson or something.
Jay Jacobson. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Jacobson. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gave me a pretty detailed run up on how it worked. So you got a video, even better.
Well, I'm not a writer. Okay. I don't know. I don't know any of that punctuation. I don't know commas, apostrophes. It's just.
Were there any? Let me ask you this: were there any dummy rounds in the magazine when he demonstrated it to you?
No, but at the same time, when he was describing it, did he show you with dummy rounds?
No.
He has a lot of interest. I mean, when I got there to his booth, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police were there wanting to talk about that weapon, and they're going to make it in everything from 22 to 10 millimeter.
Yeah, he talked to me about 9 millimeter, 10 millimeter, and 45. So, it would make sense to go with more cartridges if it has enough interest to be manufactured.
Right.
And the price point, and nothing written in stone there on that, but he said, they're thinking roughly $1,500 a cop.
Well, when you look at some of the guns, some of the rifles that are out there, I mean, look, how much is the Chris Vector? It's about the same price, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this thing is it's for a kind of niche market created by the legal system.
Right.
And so the price becomes less important when you don't have many choices.
Right. And that's about the best way to describe it. The Providence is the answer to a problem that nobody knew how to answer. Do you think it's a good solution?
Well, it's an interesting solution. I kind of like to see this sort of thing just because it's fun and different and might be kind of interesting to play with. I look at it as essentially a straight pull bolt action that's got some kind of unique features.
Right.
And it's a rule breaker is the way to look at it. It's a rule get around. You got some stupid rule that says you can't do something that makes no sense logically. So somebody figures out a way mechanically to get around it.
But that makes it legal. That makes it legal, though, right? They're within the letter
exactly.
of law.
Exactly.
And it's interesting how many that seems to be Franklin's hallmark, isn't it?
Well, yes. Although, I haven't actually worked with their products, but I think that they have found a niche and are going with it.
Well, we can explore that when we get back. We're coming up on the first break, Dean. Well, when I interviewed Dean, I got up to go introduce myself, and Dean was so busy before he left, he just got up, told my wife goodbye, and he split. Went looking for the next thing to write about before he got in the car and headed to Arizona. Because he writes for two.
A pretty long drive ahead of you.
Yeah, he did. He writes for two different places. You can find his articles at Ammoland.com and at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And, well over 2,500 articles. Idle people don't write 2,500 articles. They just don't. We'll be right back. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DesantisQuality.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Indeed, I'm trying to talk them into building me one as we speak. Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, I want to tell you a little side story going on right now as it pertains to Franklin Armory.
Yes.
And this is, I mean, this just came to light today. It just came to light while I was been on the air. So I put the video out today, right? And Franklin Armory, in all disclosure, is a sponsor of mine. Okay? But typically what I try to do is I try to pick a sponsor. I will approach a sponsor and I will say, I would like for you to sponsor the show. And I like to go with people who are pretty, you know, they're sort of at the top of their game. They're a superlative in their own right or something like that.
Sure.
And so most of the time, most of my sponsors, unfortunately, make really expensive stuff. But
you know, I have to admit, I didn't know Franklin Armory was a sponsor of yours.
Yes. Yes, they are. They are segment sponsors. As a matter of fact, they sponsor the first hour. Yes, sir.
Cool.
So while I was at SHOT Show, right, with the, when I first walked up, nobody had ever seen me before, right? Because I'm the radio guy,
and
I'm filming their stuff, and some of the Franklin Armory people come up to me and say, "You're not allowed to film." And I said, "Okay, well, you guys sponsor my radio show. I'm pretty sure that you actually want me to film. I'm pretty sure Jay will let me film, but I'll quit filming until you get permission from him, okay?" And then the chief engineer, who knew who I was, he walked up and said, "No, Bill, you go ahead and film." And the reason that they were doing this was because a online gun channel called In Range TV was in there, and they were basically getting quite derogatory with the product line. And when they asked them, yes, when they asked them to put the video, you know, stop recording, they lowered the camera but left it recording so they would get the audio.
Yeah.
So then when I post,
pretty cool.
Yeah, and then when I post the video about it, somebody comes in right away as soon as I post it. As soon as I post it, somebody comes in and comments, "FUD." I was like, I kind of thought that might be them because I knew about that instance. But then the owner of the company saw that and he said, "That's exactly who that was." And FUD, for those of you, is referring to Elmer FUD. This is a... But FUD in the gun world is basically where you're sort of a casual sport, it's rabbit hunting season kind of guy, but you're not really down for the premise of the Second Amendment. You're not in it for that. And if they want to take this or that, it's okay as long as you get to keep your side-by-side shotgun.
Right. Golfers with guns.
Right. So I just found that really interesting because I always think it's sort of stupid for people that are supposedly pro-gun, which is, you know, In Range TV, which In Range TV is a it's a collaboration between a guy named Carl Casarda and Ian Collum or McCollum from Forgotten Weapons.
Oh, Ian's on that. Huh.
Yeah, so, I mean, why are we infighting? Don't we have enough outside fights going on?
I would think we would.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. We got a few minutes left. This is one of these things where I look at this stuff and I see, and you've seen this before too. You've seen some of these new media people get out there and they seem to make their bones by making other people look bad. Have you ever noticed that?
I sometimes see that. I try to ignore it. I think it's really bad policy.
Well, I'm
it's not a smart way to go, in my opinion.
Right.
Now, so,
well, I mean, after
I'm trying to be kind of neutral about it.
Right. Well, the problem with this for me is it just seems very short-sighted because if you're out there.
Exactly.
If you're out there and you're saying, "Well, I want to review guns for a living," and then you get out there and you get this gun and you tear it up, and then you hand it back, and then you tear up the company that handed it back to you, and you keep on doing that.
Oh, bad.
Eventually,
you're
like
not a customer. So.
Yeah, you're like James Bond. Your reputation is preceding you,
yeah,
and nobody wants to loan you anything.
Well, that's right, and it's one of the reasons. Well, one of the main reasons I don't do many reviews of guns. I don't think I've ever done a particular review of a gun, some other products.
Right.
Is that it takes an enormous amount of time and effort to do a good gun review. It is a lot of work to do a good gun review.
Right.
And so I can get several other articles out in the time it would take me to do one gun review. So, you know, I tend to do things that I think I can be more productive at. That's just my personal preference. People can do as many gun reviews as they want.
Well, I mean, now you write a little bit about politics. I write a little bit about politics, and
I write a fair amount about politics. Actually.
Right. So some of these guys that are gun reviewers, I see them out there wanting to skew into politics, which I get it. Right. I get that part of it.
There's a lot of possibilities out there. I constantly have way more subjects than I can possibly write about. I mean, there's a lot out there. Dive in there, guys. It's a big pool.
Well, I mean, I'm going to point something else out too, just because this is getting under my craw. You know, while we were there, all I wanted to do was look at the gun industry. I find the gun industry to be a remarkable industry. They persevere despite all of the demonization and all the roadblocks and all the regulations and everything. And
pretty much they're highly ethical, in my opinion.
Very ethical. And to a degree that is, you know, I sit back and go, how on earth do they maintain that level of integrity? But
you don't see that in other industries. I mean,
no, you don't.
Let's say they're well above average.
So we'll talk about
partly because of all the adversity they face.
Right, but I want to point out something else too. I'm in the mood. I've got my claws out. Dean, on the other hand, who's a very level-headed fellow, you can find his writings at amoland.com. You can find his writings at thetruthaboutgun.com. I can't imagine how much stuff he hasn't published yet, just that he got off a SHOT Show. So you should see a flurry of activity coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete.
This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As much of the country is dealing with record cold temperatures, folks do need to be alert. Dr. Tom Waters is an emergency physician at the Cleveland Clinic. He says frigid temperatures can escalate into hypothermia quickly.
Initially, they're a little excited. They're shivering. They may be stomping their feet and moving around a lot, but that's usually followed by what we call a slowing phase, when they start to get lethargic, maybe slurred speech. They start to have a little trouble walking.
That audio courtesy of Fox 2 WJBK in Detroit, Michigan. In his annual State of the NFL address, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell addresses a controversial no call at the end of the Saints-Rams game.
Now, there's solutions for this.
And I'm not suggesting that. That's what the committee has to focus in on. What are the solutions? What are the unintended consequences? And come up with something that we think can keep the competitive nature of our game, but also improve efficiency.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
And you probably already have some of their stuff already. But if you have some of their stuff and you want to improve it, or if you're looking just to build your own AR, you can get it all right there, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, do you find, Dean, when you're writing about politics, unless you're going all in aggressively, which is, that's a style, if you're actually trying to be, trying to explain something, trying to map something out, you actually have to engage a degree of nuance to make sure all the details come out.
Oh, absolutely. And it's what I try to do a fair amount is to try to get into the head of the other side to see where they're coming from. You know, what's motivating them? Why right. are they taking this stance? How do they come to these conclusions? And I try to understand particularly basic assumptions about reality that differ from what most gun people have. And once you see that the other side has a significantly different view of reality than gun people, you understand where they're coming from. I mean, and you can't, it isn't a matter of logic and reason. It's a difference of basic assumptions about how the world works.
Right.
And if you have a, you know, if like somebody believes the world is flat, they're going to operate differently than somebody who believes the world is round, at least on a certain level. And
right.
that's where the big differences between us and most of the people who want a disarmed population come from. They have different assumptions about reality. And that makes it, if you can attack those assumptions then, if you can lead them to see where their assumptions are wrong, if they're not totally committed, they can change their views.
Okay.
And a lot of the people on the other side are not totally committed. They just kind of floated along and in school or wherever in their social group, this assumption was kind of like breathed in like the air that they were in. That, like, more guns, more problems.
Right.
And a lot of people just believe that without ever looking at the numbers or the statistics or the dynamics. And once you start pointing out that that is not necessarily true, and in fact the numbers don't make that real in most cases, there's just not a lot of effect, you can persuade people. And of course the big thing that persuades people is the old that a conservative is a liberal who's been mugged. Once they get mugged by reality, that can have a huge effect on a lot of people.
Right. So
I'd like to mention one thing at the SHOT Show that I saw that I was kind of excited about was that new Kel-Tec pistol with the 33-round magazine and 22 long rifle.
I did not see that.
Yeah, well, what I was excited about it because 4 years ago I did an article. I was talking with Toby Overmeyer, who's the chief engineer at Kel-Tec, and he had just patented a 33-round magazine for 22 long rifle. It's a real cool concept. He did, you know, a really interesting job on it, and I wrote an article on it. And in the article, I said, "Boy, what I'd really like to see is a pistol, a 22 long rifle pistol with this 33-round magazine that weighs around a pound and has a 5-inch barrel and set up for optics and set up for a suppressor." I said, "That would be a great trail gun." Well, they announced that a pistol this year, 24 ounces, so it's a pound and a half, 5.5-inch barrel, set up for optics, and a suppressor. So I felt a little like I had a little input into that design.
I don't have that much. I have looked at Kel-Tec before. One thing about Kel-Tec and Taurus, which are two of the sort of maligned gun companies out there.
They're
really the only ones actually going beyond the traditional design parameters, though, aren't they?
They've been very innovative.
Right.
And Kel-Tec, what you find is people either love them or hate them. And a lot of people love their products and have had good luck with them. I've had some, and, you know, it really depends on the particular product. And then the same thing with Taurus. I've had a number of Taurus revolvers and some of their semi-automatics that were wonderful guns. Accurate,
sure.
Just great guns. One of their 357s they don't make anymore. I took up to Alaska with me. It's probably one of the best shooting 357s I've ever had. So, but some people just don't like them. They're not the traditional Smith & Wesson or Colt. But for a while, I would say, I don't think it's true anymore, but as Smith & Wesson quality dropped a while back in the late 90s, I would think, for a while, I would say Kel-Tec probably surpassed them.
Right. Well, I mean, back in the 80s when we switched over from the 1911 to the M9, which was the Beretta.
Right.
We couldn't get, I was stationed in Germany. And at the Rod and Gun Club, I had a choice, and I did. Everybody there knew more about guns than I did because they were all buying CZ-75s, and that's the only place you could buy a CZ pistol at a Rod and Gun Club.
Popular gun.
Yeah, but I bought the Taurus PT-99. I carried that. Well, I didn't carry it, but I owned it for 3 or 4 years, and it did shear off the underlug, and then Taurus fixed it for free immediately.
Well, I had one for a while. I eventually sold it, but it was a very accurate, reliable 9mm.
Yep.
I mean, it was a good pistol. I can't say anything different. Eventually, I sold it to somebody, a friend, and they double-loaded a 9mm. Or no, it wasn't a double load. They had a squib load, and they didn't catch it, and so they got a bulged barrel.
Right.
Well, of course, you know, it wouldn't function with this bulged barrel, the way the slide is set up and everything. So they sent it off to Tars, and Tars fixed it and sent it back. But that wasn't the gun's fault, you know, that somebody put a squib load in it.
Nope. So, yeah, I find them to be the only ones that are innovative, but at the same time, they still seem suffer. They either suffer from it or... What were you saying?
The old saying is that pioneers are ones with the arrows in their back.
Well, okay.
So, you know, there are advantages to pioneering. There's also dangers.
Sure, sure. Well, and there's also the saying that if you're not making mistakes, you're not doing anything. So I guess they're...
Exactly. They're, and both of those companies are doing very well.
Yeah. So... Anyway, that's pretty interesting, and you had a little input into that, eh?
Yeah, it was just fun because I went back and I looked at my article that I wrote about this magazine, and just about everything that I wrote in the article is incorporated in their new pistol. So that's kind of interesting. To me, it was interesting.
Well, it is interesting.
And then I thought we had, it was fun, that CCI has come out with a new variation on their Quiet 22 line.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. We'll talk about the CCI Quiet because everybody wants quiet nowadays. Everybody's looking for quiet, but we'll talk about that when we get back. I can tell you this, old Mr. Weingarten, he was out there. He was riding. When I ran up on him in the press room, he had an array of stuff out there. He was beating his keyboard mercilessly. And I had to get him to stop long enough to film with me. It sounded like a hailstorm inside a corrugated metal building. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to talk to her.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is
is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Locked and Low. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You probably already have some of their parts if you're running an AR, but it never hurts to get the new stuff. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Been talking to Dean Weingarten, fresh off of SHOT Show. Do you drive everywhere you go? Do you ever fly?
Oh, sure, I fly sometimes. When I went to Australia, I flew. It's kind of hard to drive.
Well, I'm talking about will you drive or fly to the NRA show in Indianapolis?
Usually I drive, but I think it was about 3 years ago I flew to the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Florida when they had it there. And it just depends what works. I have grandkids in Dallas. So a lot of times it makes sense to combine a trip where I spend some time with them and then go to one of these events. So it depends on the geography of where the show is. You know, when it's in Dallas or in Chicago, it makes sense for me to drive because I can combine some personal business with the writing business. But if it's in someplace on the East Coast, like Atlanta or Miami or someplace like that, well, I'd probably fly.
The reason I ask is I'm getting real tired of flying. I'm tired of it.
I tend to avoid it.
Well, I mean, I called Delta, who I flew with today. I didn't fly with them today, but I flew with them to Vegas. And I complained because both ways they had overbooked the flight. They wanted 3 or 4 volunteers to not take the flight, and they wanted to take everything and check it. They were trying to minimize the luggage inside the overhead bins. And I just found that to be completely mismanaged. And when I called them today to complain about this, they were like, "Did you say anything about it when you were at the airport?" And I'm like, "What happens if I go crazy in the airport because they're treating me like cattle? What happens then?" Well, they call the police, right? They call the cops.
I don't recommend it.
Yeah. They call the cops, and then I'm in big trouble. So, I got to go. I've got to go to Arkansas sometime next month. I'm driving. I got to go to Indianapolis later on this year. I'm driving. I may fly to SHOT Show. I may fly to SHOT Show just because that's a pretty long drive from South Carolina.
Yeah,
but
and, you know, from South Carolina, it is, and you don't have anything in between that you're doing, whereas I usually have things in between, and that makes it reasonable to drive.
Right.
Now, maybe we'll someday get these autonomous vehicles so that you can take a nap and sleep while you drive 1,000 miles, and it won't matter much.
I could get a Tesla.
Yeah. Well, they got a ways to go to attract me, but they have their purposes in certain places, and they just don't have the infrastructure over most of the country.
Did you know now it costs more to monetarily? It costs more now to charge your Tesla than the median price of gasoline to fill up. If you're filling up a car.
I can easily believe that.
Yeah.
Because the price of gasoline has dropped a lot.
Yeah, and plus they raise the kilowatt per hour. You charge by the kilowatt per hour, so they raise that as well. So I found that sort of interesting.
I want to talk about that a little.
Please do. I just had that on my mind. I'm sorry that I took you off course, but we got plenty of time. Please tell me.
Well, CCI came out with this concept. I think it was in 2012, and I got some of them. And to the readers who may not know, it's the idea of having a standard 40-grain, 22-caliber bullet propelled by a reduced powder charge in a long rifle case so that it goes about 710 feet per second, which is enough to do some damage and be accurate for a good ways.
Okay.
But it's quiet out of a rifle. It's almost like having a suppressor on, but you don't have any suppressor. Well, in 2012, I almost hesitate to mention this because it is such an incredible experience, and it's so rare. I fired some of those quiet 22s out of my CZ Ultralux 22, which has a very long barrel, it's a pretty tight chamber on it. The barrel's 28.65 inches long. And I got one of the quiet 22 40-grain bullets stuck in the barrel so that half the bullet was out the end of the muzzle and the other half was still in the barrel. It just doesn't ever happen. I mean, it's so rare, I hesitate to mention it. But it happened. I have pictures. I included it in my article about the quiet 22. I talked to CCI, got a hold of them, and now they have a warning on their boxes of quiet 22 not to be used in rifles with barrels over 24 inches.
Now, is that because the pressure dissipates coming out of the barrel that quick?
Right. Yes. And what happens, since the quiet 22 has reduced powder charge, a standard 22, the max velocity tends to be attained at about 9 or 10 inches of barrel.
Right.
And then it's just coasting the remainder of the time. Well, with these quiet 22s, there's much less pressure. So most guns, it won't make a difference. You got a tight chamber and a very long barrel like on that CZ, it apparently made a difference. So when what they came out with this year, and the quiet 22s, I don't think were ever completely appreciated because we went right into that 22 bubble.
Right.
Where you just couldn't get 22 ammo. I mean, well, it was all of it was bought up immediately and hoarded, or people were building up their stockpiles. I can understand everybody should have a couple thousand rounds of 22. But anyway, so that now they wanted a quiet 22, the original one would not reliably work 22 semi-automatic actions. So they added some weight to the quiet 22 bullet, and they added a little bit of powder charge, as much as they figured they could get away with and still have it sound like it was coming out of a suppressor in a rifle. And so the bullet is now 45 grains, and the velocity when it comes out the barrel of a 16-inch or probably even out of most pistols is 735 feet per second. Well, that's, in my opinion, that's still very usable for hunting small game. I mean, they recommend it's got about 50 foot-pounds of energy, And that's way more than they recommend for hunting, that you have to have minimum for hunting small game with air rifles. And yet this, you know, that 735 feet per second, if you sight it in for 40 yards, it's only 7/10 of an inch high at 25 yards, and it's only about 0.55 inches low at 45 yards. 1.3 inches low at 50 yards. Well, 50 yards is plenty of usable range for most small game hunting in the Midwest. You just don't usually see shots at small game at very long distances because you're in wooded areas.
Right.
Now, west, you know, you get longer shots. But for a lot of people, you could use that quiet 22 for a perfectly adequate hunting ground, and it's going to be so quiet out of a rifle. Sounds kind of like a pellet gun.
Wow.
I think they're a good product, but they're, you know, they make a profit on them. And when they'll be available in the stores is another question. The suggested manufacturer's retail price, about $6 for a box of 50 to start with, anyway.
Yeah.
But
it's a specialty round, though, right?
It is. It definitely is a specialty round. But for those people who have a purpose for it, you know, it's wonderful because people don't generally hand load 22s.
No.
It's really a pain in the butt to
yes.
hand load 22s. Can be done.
Well, I've never known anybody that does it. But before we run out of time.
I have, of course, corresponded with people who've done it. And unfortunately, it's painstaking. It's difficult to do. And you just hard to maintain the quality that you get from factory 22. The rounds that you hand load don't tend to be as good.
Well, let me tell everybody where you're right quick before we run out of time. You can find his stuff at AmmoLand and at truthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Always a pleasure, Ben.
Yes, sir. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.